This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and we appreciate the truckers, the men and women drivers out there getting the job done, too. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, of course, tomorrow is September 11th, and we honor and remember all those that we lost that day. But we need to also remember one other little thing, and that's the people that have died since, Kyle, because the people that have died since September 11, 2001, that were either at the World Trade Center in New York City or the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., now add up to 3,900 plus the estimated 3,000 roughly from the World Trade Center and this, their field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and the Pentagon, the people that died there. So we've got almost 7,000 people that we know died as a result of what happened that day.
Well, exactly right. And they died for one reason and one reason only, and that's because you had the terrorist groups get together and do the attack on 9/11. It was unprecedented, obviously, but those who rushed in to help and those who continued to breathe in those the environment that was created in the aftermath of the collapse of the World Trade Center and, of course, what was happening at the Pentagon as well, it took its toll on them. And, you know, they didn't die that day, but they were killed by this attack ultimately.
Yeah, they've come down with cancers as time has progressed, or lung disease, or something to do with their kidneys, or whatnot, all related to the World Trade Center. And people are understanding that, and they're beginning to know that. Now, Jen Psaki was in the news a couple times yesterday. She shot out at Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. She says, if Governor Abbott has a means of eliminating all rapists or rape from the USA, there'll be bipartisan support for that. Of course, she's talking about what?
I think the Texas laws, I believe, yeah.
The abortion law.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, they don't like that. The Democrats don't like that. So she threw that back at him. And then she said, we're not rushing to recognize the Taliban. There's a lot they have to do before that. Really?
I heard
really?
That, Captain. I got to try to laugh, but if I were sitting in the briefing room, I would go, "What are you talking about?
How did they get $85 million on a pallet?" Sitting
yeah.
there in cash
well,
at the Kabul airport. How did you get that? Was that just accidental?
Well, no, of course not. But to think, now, even to set the stage for, well, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, was she trying to be facetious? Like, oh, they'd have to do a lot of stuff, which they'll never do. But, or it actually sounds more to me, Captain, that it's, well, there's certain things they can do, and then we'll probably recognize them.
Yeah.
That, to me, is just farcical.
Yeah. Now, a congressman by the name of Mark Green has said that there are unvetted Afghan evacuees going AWOL in the United States. They're calling Uber cabs, get this, and having them pick them up, and then they're just disappearing.
Well, yeah. I mean, this is I don't think we know the half of it yet, to be honest. So a lot of these people got on the airplanes. They weren't vetted properly. The people that should have been getting on the airplanes coming out of Kabul airport during the evacuation were, of course, American citizens, SIV holders, and others that could be properly identified. Otherwise, they were getting a lot of people on some of these planes, and we don't know who they were, and they went either to the different places of around the region, or they came here to the United States. And to simply say, well, we just don't know, I don't think that's acceptable. The American people would expect more from their federal government, whose primary charge is to keep them safe.
Yeah. Now, the good guys and the gun owners yesterday, Joe Biden had to withdraw the ATF director nominee David Chipman's name for Senate confirmation because he wasn't going to get in.
Well, no, and he was incredibly controversial, and I think, Captain, one of the reasons they pulled him as well is because they just can't take any more bad news over at the White House. They can't have any more controversies at all, and I think that was a contributing factor to this. But, you know, this guy was going to come in and try to help administer the gun laws and these kinds of things, and saying what he said in the past, it'd give me a break.
Yeah, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, too. And when we come back, remember Bo Bergdahl? How is he in the middle of the Afghan-Taliban deal? Well, some of you know, but for those of you that don't, we're going to tell you. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, thank you very much, Mark Walters. His monster cast, Armed American Radio, will be heard on many of these same stations Sunday night at 8 p.m. In the meantime, you can hear his daily defense on many of these stations at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friend Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. And all you got to do is go over to his website, MyPillow.com, take a look at all the specials he's got there, and he's got plenty of them. And it always asks you for a promo code. Well, that's easy. The promo code is Captain. It's that simple. The promo code is Captain. Now, if you don't want to do business on the Internet and you prefer calling up a person, a live person, their number is 800-641-5459. Again, their number is 800-641-5459. Call them up, order whatever it is that you see that you'd like to order, and you're in. It's that simple. So, don't forget, MyPillow.com. All kinds of great stuff there. And by the way, I got to ask Kyle if he got his Gidget's teacher in a minute. But the promo code Captain on anything that you see you want to buy, it gets you the reduced price. And the phone number if you want to talk to a live person is 800-641-5459. Well, Kyle, did you get your sheets?
Actually, I have. They have arrived, and I will have a full report soon. I'm so happy that they got here, and so I'm just really looking forward to having a great night's sleep on the Giza sheets.
Oh, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. You're going to love it. I can't even begin to tell you how comfortable that is, along with the mattress cover that I've got. I mean, that and the pillow, I mean, gee whiz, it's like it's changed my whole sleep habit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. All right, well, let's go back to what we was going to talk about here, and it is none other than we talked about Congressman Mark Green, who talked about the unvetted Afghan evacuees that are going AWOL in the USA. Now, they're doing that simply by calling an Uber driver up or a Lyft driver, and they're coming and picking them up, and then they're taking them to wherever they're taking them, and away they go again.
Yeah, and I'm curious, is there any follow-up for this?
Not yet.
From the federal government
in terms
of who came to the United States and what their affiliations might be and so forth. Because I understand the confusion that was brought on by the Biden, the Biden debacle in Afghanistan, but give me a break. I mean, this is where the rubber meets the road here.
Yeah, and where did these people get the money to get on a bus or a plane or a train or whatever it is they're doing?
Exactly, yes.
So there you go. But anyway, there you go. Now, Biden officials praised the Bergdahl prisoner swap that released terrorists that are now in the Taliban cabinet, four of them.
That's exactly right, yeah. Yeah, I, again, it's hard to wrap our heads around this, Captain, because, of course, even back when these particular prisoners, with Gitmo prisoners, were released in order to swap for Bo Bergdahl at that time, even President Obama said, well, there's a certain rate of recidivism, you know, and this kind of stuff. It's like, you think, is this really a great idea? And, of course, then Bergdahl, when he pled guilty, right, to being a traitor, basically.
Now, of all places to find a bunch of Afghan-Americans that are ticked off with our vice president, we have to go to California. Because there's a California story coming out about an Afghan-American group that says that they expected a lot more help from Vice President Kamala Harris over Afghanistan, and they haven't heard a word.
You know, Captain, this is, number one, I think she just sort of ran for the hills. She didn't want to be associated with anything of that, and there's some somewhat apocryphal, statements attributed to the Vice President about, not wanting to be involved with it, or they didn't want to pin the stuff on her, basically, somehow. So she ran away from that. One would think that there would be a lot more, at the very least, strong language coming from the Vice President about what was happening to women, what was happening to young girls, what was happening overall in this horrifically brutal takeover of the Taliban. Nothing really. I guess it's really more important to talk about the Republican power grab in California with the recall or that kind of stuff.
Well, we're going to talk about the recall right now, because when is the election itself? What day?
It is that the last day to vote is September 14th. There's already voting going on in person, and everybody got a ballot, by the way, in the mail.
Guess who's going to be there the day before the recall election?
Is it going to be Biden? I think,
yep,
right?
Joe Biden.
Well, is that really a good idea? I got to tell you.
Well, is it a good idea to have Elizabeth Warren out there or to have Kamala Harris there? I mean, these people are national figures, but they didn't get any support around the country. And Joe Biden, granted, he won the state by 2-1, but are people really thrilled to death in California right now with Joe Biden, especially after we didn't follow our own rules by never leaving anyone behind?
Well, exactly right, and even in California, I don't think Joe Biden is his star is too high up at this point. But there are a lot of Democrats and a lot of people who are going to vote, no on the recall simply for that fact. But to some degree, though, Captain, I think that Biden and Harris will actually make things a little bit worse for Governor Newsom. I really do. I think they will point up the fact that things aren't pretty good. They're getting worse, as a matter of fact. Gas prices, grocery prices in California, the fact that people, there's a real drain going on in California. People are leaving. Businesses are having a really hard time. Everything that the front runner here, Larry Elder, is talking about, it resonates. It's no longer just a, Republican versus Democrat. A lot of people are saying, what's happened to California? And Newsom narrowly goes along his way, trying to make you think this is all a big Republican power grab. It's not, because the homeless, the crime, I could go on forever.
Okay, well, Jen Psaki again yesterday defended the Taliban by calling them cooperative and businesslike in negotiations on Americans leaving Afghanistan?
Yeah, that's what a interesting sort of choice of words again. Why are we trying to make it sound like the Taliban are being some kind of legitimate, a partner in all of this?
They are not.
No, of course they're not. And, you know, whether or not they're saying that because of fear, we don't want to say anything to offend the Taliban at this point. That could be part of some kind of diplomacy, quote unquote. But generally speaking, people do not have, and I don't think we'll ever have, the notion that the Taliban are going to sit across the table, open their briefcases, and say, let's go about this in a dignified, businesslike manner. While Captain, we're getting the video coming out of Afghanistan of the Taliban men going around with big rubber truncheons and
beating the women.
Yeah. This is so out of into orbit. We can't even get a fix on it. And they were businesslike. What the heck are you talking about?
By the way, Liz Cheney is the current congressional representative, one of them up in Wyoming, right?
Right, right.
Well, yesterday, former President Donald Trump endorsed her competitor, returning against her.
That's right. Exactly. Well, again, this is, you go to the ballot box and you can make some real change, substantive change at the ballot box.
Yeah, her name is Harriet Hagerman.
Mm-hmm.
And he endorsed her over Liz Cheney. We'll see what happens there. She's in the political fight for her life.
Right. Right. Well, again, I think I don't know how much support Liz Cheney is going to really have, basically, but it will be interesting to see how this plays out.
By the way, Texas has banned the social networks, Facebook and Twitter and whatnot, from booting anybody off their social networks over politics.
Interesting. Well, again, this is where all this is going. If you can be booted off, and we understand they're private platforms, but when the private platforms essentially grow into become what is akin to a public, I want to say public utility, it's not exactly the right word, but something that is so ubiquitous in society that suddenly somebody can say, oh, I don't like the fact that you said a good thing about Trump, so you're off, that kind of thing. It's I think people frown on that.
Well, very much so.
Yes.
Very much so. And by the way, we're just sitting here waiting to see when it comes to the recall over there in California of Mr. Newsom. If that's actually takes place, I can see that it's going to wake the country up. What do you think?
Oh, I think so. That would send a shockwave, without a doubt.
All right, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. It's a Friday morning, the 10th of September. Tomorrow's the 11th, Patriot Day. And I'll be right back with more right after these messages.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced several measures Thursday aimed at combating the continuing COVID pandemic. The largest part of his plan involved new federal vaccine requirements that would have all employers with 100 or more employees mandate vaccinations or test weekly. That rule would affect about 80 million Americans and would be enacted through the Department of Labor. Biden also announced that the federal government would work to increase supplies of testing materials and provide more federal support to schools to operate safely. And for the first time since U.S. forces left Afghanistan, a commercial flight carrying foreigners departed from Kabul's airport. The State Department says that 10 U.S. citizens and 11 green card holders were among the estimated 200 foreigners aboard the Qatar Airways flight to Doha on Thursday. A Qatari envoy said another 200 passengers are expected to depart the country on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com. Help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, Dan.
This is Kyle Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, all you got to do is go to the website, geico.com, give them your zip code, and they will give you a cost comparison on whatever it is insurance you got now based on the vehicles that you're driving. Now, the best part of it is you can not only insure the car or the truck you're driving, but maybe you've got a motorcycle. Maybe you've got an ATV, a boat, or an RV. All of those can be insured at Geico. And they also can help you to save money if you bundle your insurance together, your auto insurance together, with your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance. It will save you a bunch of money. So check them out. Check them out online. You can also find out where your local agent is and how to get a hold of them by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And don't forget, when they say, "How'd you hear about us?" you heard it from the captain. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, now, this audio I'm going to play this time regarding September 11th and what happened is not quite as dramatic as the other. It's got some stuff in it people calling in on airplanes that were flying that were saying, well, I love you, honey, don't know if I'm going to make it, you know, that sort of stuff. And you're also going to hear the control towers trying to identify these planes and find out who's flying them and where they're going. You're also going to hear the military jets that were chasing them down that almost got to one of them and got a shot down, almost, but didn't quite make it. All right, here we go.
United 93, have you got information on that yet?
Yeah, he's down.
He's down?
Yes.
When did he land?
He did not land.
Oh, he's down?
Yes,
down?
Somewhere up northeast of Camp David.
Honestly, I just wanted to let you know I love you, and I'm stuck in this building in New York. There's lots of smoke, and I just wanted you to know that I love you always.
I'm the Super Bowl right.
I'm on the 83rd floor.
I'm going to die, aren't I?
No, 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 no.
I'm going to die.
Man, say your prayers.
We're
going to think positive because you got to help each other get off the floor.
I'm going to die.
And what you heard, some of which you couldn't see, of course, Those were actual people that were on aircraft and in the World Trade Center that were calling, telling their loved ones that they weren't going to make it because of the circumstances they were under. And all I can tell you is that on this 20th anniversary coming up on Saturday of September 11, 2001, we need to take a long look at where we're at right now. The Taliban are back in control in Afghanistan. The Taliban, which is how this all got started. They gave a safe haven for Al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden, and that's how we got the mess we got. Now, I'm going to bring Kyle back into this. Kyle, is there anything in your thought pattern that tells you, even remotely, that the Taliban are not going to once again open their doors to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Al-Qaeda network, and any other two-bit group that wants to come in there to plot against the, quote, infidels?
No, I think that's their plan. I think it's in their nature to do that. And unfortunately, the way that everything ended up in Afghanistan, I think that these different groups, the Taliban included, and the others that you just mentioned, they will be emboldened not just because of their hatred for America, and the West, but because they will have help. They will have a lot of support, from other, geopolitical players who will help to prop them up for their own purposes, of course, but it spells real, real trouble for the rest of the free world.
And when they tell you they're operating under Sharia law, and the women that are out there that were protesting, as well as other people, oh, and even the reporters that were out there on the street covering this, the reporters that were beaten unmercifully by the Taliban, does that not tell you that we're dealing with the same people from 20 years ago? Nothing's changed?
Well, no, nothing has changed. This is fully on display, and we're not hearing, in this country at least, about the fact that that's exactly what we're seeing. We are free, and they are not. It's just that simple. And they are creating a terrible place to live, while America is trying its best to create a very good place to live. But unfortunately, Captain, we've got a lot of people who bank and they trade on the idea that America's somehow bad. Take a look at the Taliban. That's bad.
Yeah, it is bad. And it's not going to get any better at all under any circumstances whatsoever.
Nope.
So there you go.
Well, exactly right. And they are going to continue doing what they're doing. We can't even begin to understand the horrific nature of what these women and young girls are going to live under the Taliban in Afghanistan. And at the same time, yes, unfortunately, they will give safe haven to those who will plot some other attack somewhere around the world against America. It's a matter of time.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren, be right back. We're going to have the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And Don, we appreciate that up there. Carrollton, Georgia way, we definitely will keep it between the ditches. No other way to be. By the way, the Truckers Highway Bible Report brought to you by the Pilot Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there. Become a member of the Drivers Club. Take advantage of the fact that you will get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the store. And you can do all that by walking up to the kiosk that's in there and joining. It's free. All right. Here we go.
But she still said no.
Does that bring back any memories?
Sure does. That's Beastie Boys.
You got to fight for the right to party.
That's right.
All right, well, let's party out west of the weather. So what's going on out there?
Okay, folks, we're continuing to see our quality alerts that we're going to tell you about tonight. Denver, Fort Collins, also up through most of the state of Wyoming. You've either got air quality alerts or fire weather warnings. Now, of course, fire weather means low humidity and also gusty winds as well. So if you have a high-profile vehicle, be aware of that. Up in Montana, we've got a lot of air quality alerts. A lot of this is based, of course, on the wildfire smoke and all then the particulate matter in the air and so forth. So this is covering a lot of the northwest tonight through parts of Idaho, also most of Oregon as well. Fire weather warning and covering about the top half of California tonight. And we also have monsoonal moisture making its way through Southern California, also through other parts of Nevada and Arizona as well. And again, reporting live from the land of lightning and thunder, where we have a report of a possible lightning strike in Orange County, California tonight, knocking out some power for some people. But again, there was a lot of lightning, that's for sure, as this monsoonal moisture makes its way through.
Well, that's all you need to make life exciting, huh?
Exactly, yes.
Gee whiz, no thank you.
No, not at all.
All righty, well, let's take it from here and go over to the east. There's not a lot of weather to the east coast to talk about, except for way up in Maine, Bangor, up to the Nova Scotia line. You've got rain. You got rain up there towards Presque Isle as well. And those are steady showers, so it's nothing that's going to create a big problem, but it's a steady rain. And then moving on down towards the Chesapeake Bay, got some fog there tonight, localized fog. Got some fog in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. Seas are a little bit rough as Mindy is moving away out into the ocean from the coastline, but there's still some waves and some ripped currents that are right there. And then taking a look out into the Atlantic Ocean and down into the Yucatan, Hurricane Larry is pulling away with Mindy chasing it. And then down in the Yucatan, we've got a system which is 60% over the next 5 days to develop into something. And it looks like this is going to cut across Mexico and go into the Pacific Ocean, so no problem there. But over to the coast of Africa, and we do have a disturbance, which is going to become a tropical depression over the weekend, probably a tropical storm within the next 5 days. The probability of that is 70%, and the conditions coming across are conducive to further development. So, Kyle, I believe we could be looking at a hurricane with this one, and it's following the trajectory. It's going to bring it towards the Caribbean. We'll just have to wait and see where it goes.
Yep, exactly right.
So, with all that being said, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll be talking to you on the weekend edition, which will actually be the September 11th Patriots Day edition of the Captain's America. Always a very special show, right, my friend?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, very
all right.
Special.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much and appreciate you listening to us. And, again, this situation that we have with Afghanistan and with all the forces that be that were booted out of Afghanistan that we had defeated at one time, they're all coming back. They're all coming back, unfortunately, 20 years later. Unbelievable. All right. Well, let's go back to the telephone line, and on the telephone line we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, let's see. I'm not really sure what Joe Biden was trying to accomplish yesterday, but he managed to upset the entire community, business community, and guys and gals and workers, and you name it. I didn't hear from anybody who was happy yesterday with his mandate discussion and all that. And a top White House official may have, in fact, doomed Biden's new vaccine mandate after a really foolish retweet that he put out there yesterday. Did you hear about that one?
I did. Yeah, he's he's lit a fire under several governors too. So this likely won't be held up in court. So there's going to be a legal fight over this one. But yeah, Ron Klain, the chief of staff, retweeted the workaround, which is OSHA.
Yeah.
And so Ted Cruz, he picked up on it pretty fast. And what Biden's White House did yesterday will definitely be legally challenged in court.
Yeah, well, we'll see how this all works out because, again, Biden, of course, ordering millions of Americans to be vaccinated. There was one group that was off the hook. Did you see who it is?
Yeah, the Postal Service workers.
That's right, the Postal Service. Uh-huh. Yeah.
The union.
Yep, exactly. Largest federal union right there, the postal workers.
663,000.
Uh-huh. Which explains why when you go in there, they're wearing masks, because they all wear masks now when you go in there. They weren't for a while, but now they are again.
I don't know. I never go into a post office.
I do have to do that every now and then, because I've got to buy stamps. I haven't quite got a stamp thing, you know, where you can just go and buy them at whatever. And by the way, every time I go to the grocery store, they're like out of stamps. Don't ask me why.
No longer an efficient system.
No. And by the way, speaking of efficient, is there anyone anywhere that deserves more money than Nancy Pelosi with her $200 million for her lavish park along San Francisco Bay?
The Presidio.
Yeah.
And the Presidio actually is a trust.
Yep.
It's not in really the park system, and it's probably one of the most corrupt trust systems that there is.
Yeah.
I wrote about it years ago.
Yeah. Was that before the movie with Sean Connery? Remember that one? With Mark Harmon. All right, hold the thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. Of course, today's September the 10th. Tomorrow is September the 11th. Patriots Day, and we'll be doing a lot of talking about September 11th and where you were, and we'll give you a chance to call in and talk about that. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale!
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.